Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee, one half of the non-award-winning TLNA duo of Ian Lee and what's her name? I just want to quickly thank our sponsors for making this podcast possible. GELaw.co.uk. Big up, Gregorian! Richard Gregorian and his team will make your divorce go as smoothly as possible. They will treat you like human beings and make sure that you do not get any worse a relationship with your ex-partner. And it really helps for the kids as well. At Poseidon Safe, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Devon and Cornwall safer. Well done, Nick. Thank you. We need more people like Nick and more dogs like Zeus to make this country and this world a much better place. Hey, 34sp.com is an ethical web hosting site. If you use the code TLNA, you will get 3 months web hosting absolutely free. And finally, we're sponsored by the mighty, mighty Viz. If you want three issues of Viz for a quid, go to subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That is subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. That's subscribe.viz.co.uk/TLNA. On with the show. It's a phoning show. If you're in the UK, some of you might remember me from, I don't know, stealing some strawberries on a silly television programme called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
You won't remember me, I'm a woman of mystery.
She's a woman. I'm thinking two things. One, we watch I'm a Celebrity on here and I give you my inside information. Two, we watch my I'm a Celebrity, which I've still not seen on here, and I give you my inside information. That's something. I'm coming up again. Not on, but on, and I'm full of ideas.
Okay.
I am full of ideas. Full of ideas.
So you asked for topics last night. We brought you topics. You've brought you topics.
You have brought us topics. Topics. A lot of people atting me in with Steve Pegg. Say, what was this?
Oh, that.
What is it?
It's the that New Zealand name.
Oh, I can't even. Steve Pegg, it's not really my cup.
Good luck to him.
Good luck to almost everybody who works in the industry, apart from and me, Marilyn.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody. What's your intro on Jungle? Well, maybe we can do that. Haven't done episode 2 of Lost. I'm guessing it might be this Saturday. It might be this Saturday.
Are you ready to go then?
Oh, my baby, lola little lady, wanna drive me crazy, but it's 3:15.
Yep. So topics, what we got? What are we looking at?
We got a song I wrote called, oh, my lady, wanna drive me crazy, I wanna be your baby, it's 3:15.
Hello. Could you stay focused?
yours again. People are going to think I'm high again. I've actually got a really runny nose, but
yeah,
that's just the way
he's
goes.
Not high again. I can vouch
she
for that.
Knows. And we now we did some downers before we came on. What was the film we watched? We watched a really, really good film, didn't we?
We watched
Pain and Glory.
Dolor y Gloria.
Almodóvar.
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 Spanish director did Jam On.
He did.
Also did How I Met Your Mother and King of Queens.
No.
What did you?
Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, All About My Mother.
Okay. In a minute, Catherine, let's talk about the movie director and his movies first.
Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
We watched his last film and it was brilliant.
So good.
Didn't quite get it to start with. Thought, this is a little bit meandering and a little bit ponderous.
They always
are. Actually, it turns out it's quite a good thing. And it was just great. It was just great.
He's good. He knows what he's doing.
And then we listened to Cher.
So it's been camp, camp, camp all night.
Well, then we listened to Michael and the Slipper Tree.
Yeah, we still can't work that one out.
Then we listened to Cher. But so I asked you for topics because you wanted topics, right? So we've gone full on. Oh, by the way, someone said, Ian, do you have an email I could contact you on, please? It's really a story I'm writing for The Times. I went, yeah, all right, sure. And his email was, thanks for getting back so quickly. I'm writing a piece about Sacha Baron Cohen. I was wondering how much you had to do with him on the 11 o'clock show. If you cross paths with him a bit, I'd love to speak to you about what you made of him. Thanks, Ed. I replied, sorry, Ed, can't help on this. I ain't dishing the dirt on nobody.
How long you got?
Trump says he's ending COVID-19 relief negotiations until after the election. I don't know what that means.
Well, he's had it now.
Okay, he's had it. And he
apparently.
I don't think he had it.
No. He got over it really quickly. I had a colleague once who had pleurisy just for the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
OJ, I've never owned a fax machine, so you didn't sell me a fax machine. So that's your first lie. Want to do a second lie? Do you want to do a second lie? Do you want to do a second lie? Do you want to do a second lie? Well, do you?
Oh, hang on, not Almodóvar. It was Bigas Lunas who copied him a lot.
I don't know what that means. So you in my box set.
It's not in there, is it?
You made me watch Hamon.
Yeah.
You
it's not in your box set, mate.
Right. So. So we asked for. Oh, hang on a second. Could you bear with me?
I could.
Bear with. I just want to try something. Just want to try something.
Oh, yeah.
How do you reckon we do this? Would it be here? It would be here. Hang on. Here we go. Here we go. It's no, it's subscribe. You might only subscribe. Followers only. Deleted. You can't turn it off. Hang on. Let's go Google it. Hang on. Bear with. No, that's...
That's how you...
Hide it.
Yeah.
This could go one way or the other. We're going to do...
It'd be interesting.
You know we like to push boundaries. We're going to push your boundary. We like to push your boundaries sometimes. So, show times, delete it, comments, subscribers, followers, slip, view history. Right. How do we... There's got to be a way of doing it without me asking.
Mm.
But it would be in there. It would be in the stream manager. Ah, hang on. Ah, ah. Stream disconnected. So, mature, enable, followers only. Subscribers, latency, permissions, raids. All right, I'm going to ask you, and you're going to hate it, but it's got to be a way. Give me 1 second. Is it? No, I won't do it. Hang on.
Because I've seen it done, so it's possible.
It's happening. We can do it. How do we turn off the chat? Gatford, you're not a mod anymore. You disobeyed me. How do we turn off the chat? 99p Prime Trial says, why? None of your business. How do we turn off the chat? No. Not how to go to emoji only. How to... So you're telling us we can't? No. Just expand. No. You're missing the point. Someone said just expand the window on the screen so you don't see it. No. We don't want you chatting. Okay, fine. Well, then we're going to do the best workaround I can do. Which is going to be, that's the best workaround I can do. How you feeling? So we have made it subscribers only, emotes only, and super slow chat. It's not perfect. Thank you, Claire. It's not perfect, but I tell you why. We noticed a few people last night. We've noticed it over the period of weeks. And a few people last night just merrily having their own little conversation. How can Mandy type? She's a mod. Mandy's a mod. Okay. A few people just having their own conversations that were distracting us. They weren't paying attention.
The thing was that it was like, it wasn't even about what we were doing here. It was, talking about current affairs, you know, basically bringing the outside world in, the outside world that we try very hard to take you away from. So it was like going to a show and someone talking very loudly, reading the paper aloud. So should we try this out?
We will try this out for a bit of the show. For the first hour of the show, we might lose a load of viewers.
If that would be interesting.
Oh, well. Right, now why that slow mode isn't on. So what does slow mode require users to wait between sending messages? Subscribers can be exempted via partner affiliates settings. Okay. So, right. So why don't you just stop using the emotes now? Now you know that it works, why don't you stop?
What restraint?
Why don't you stop? Now that you know that it works and that you can do that, why don't you stop and focus on the show? Very close.
I thought it was subs only.
Yeah. So why don't you just calm down a bit. We know that you can do emotes. We know that. Why don't you just now slow down, calm down, and just stop doing them for a bit. And then focus on the show. And then we can get on with the show. and we won't have to time you out. Okay, first time out coming. Oh, I don't think I can in this mode.
Crikey.
Yes, I can. Okay. So everybody just... We know you can use the emotes. We know that. So let's... We've accepted that. That happens. So let's now... Just try and focus on the show, focus on the great quality entertainment you're about to get. Thank you, Star Chaser, for the sub. The great quality entertainment that we are going to provide you this evening.
We could always do a Zoom meeting. People want to chat, couldn't we?
We can't at the moment because we've got a guest coming on at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But we could do it afterwards. But I don't want to. Here's the thing, right? I don't think the chat very often adds anything to the show. I think more often it detracts from the show. It detracts the focus. And that's what happens on Twitch, is that you have chat and stuff. But that doesn't mean that we have to like it. And that doesn't mean that we have to accept it. What it should mean is that we can play around with it and we can find out what works best for us. By the way, next week we're going to do an hour with no picture. Like a radio show.
We're not even joking.
Like a radio show. Maybe we do it this week. It's only Tuesday. Sorry, I was thinking it's Thursday. Maybe we do it tomorrow. You know, talk about... getting rid of your viewers.
Well,
everybody's calmed down. Thank you. That's better, isn't it?
That's better.
Oh, the phone number still works. So does Skype.
Yeah. So whatever you were going to put in the chat, Mandy's on.
Yeah.
Top form today.
She's got.
Whatever you were going to type in the chat, why don't you phone us up? And say it. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number.
Thank you, Robin.
Or you can Skype us at TLNA. So why don't we do that? So instead of it being a... Why don't you make it a phone-in? And you can phone us now. How's about that? And we can wait.
Yeah.
Gone.
People still trying it.
We can wait. Got a lot to get through tonight. We've got a guy coming on who's written a brilliant book about the Beatles. Just when you thought there were no more... Beatles stories to tell. He's found one. He's coming on at 10. It's a really interesting book. Oh, I might... Have I dicked around with the settings on this? It's distinctly possible. Hello, former mod Gatford.
Is there an unmod request?
Well, you can't be... You are unmodded, so right. You can't request to be unmodded.
I don't even know what I did.
I was repeatedly asking for someone for cream cheese to be typed to be banned.
Right.
And what did you do?
I don't know because I wasn't really paying attention because I was moving between a meeting to this. I apologize.
But you were paying attention enough to delete one message from cream cheese.
That's because there was a swear word, and I wasn't. And I fully.
What was the swear word?
It was the SHIT word.
Shit.
Yeah. So right. I fully admit I was coming from one meeting to another and not paying full attention. I had the volume down. So I didn't hear, there's no excuse, but I didn't hear your...
It just struck me as odd. It just struck me as odd that you ignored the order to ban, but yet you deleted one of cream cheese.
Well, he'd spotted a separate infraction.
I spotted, somebody said, are the mods not on till 9 o'clock? And I wondered if that was in direct response to him posting a swear word. And I had the volume down, so I didn't hear your request. This is all above board.
Catherine, I'm going to hand this one over to you.
I think it's plausible. I don't think that Geralt would in any way defy you on purpose. He's normally such a good minion. And so on this occasion, I think we remod.
He's back.
Geralt.
He's back.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian.
This is a dictatorship, but it can be benevolent.
Well...
Can be.
What does benign dictatorship
mean? Yeah, it means, you know, it, for the best. But it's not always for... We don't always rule it with good intention, do we?
I just do think... here's one of the things... Bones, because of you sharing that information, you're about to be timed out.
And stupid Poppy.
Oh no, Bones did it on a. Oh, he did it on a subscription. But there you go.
Thank you for the sub.
Here's the thing: we'll bring you back into the chat in a bit. I promise. It's a shame you can't just switch it off completely. The thing is, why is Roach Frags following me? Roach Frags, go away. This isn't for you. I want you to unfollow. How do I make someone unfollow me?
Hang on.
No, go away, Frags. This isn't for you, mate. This isn't for you. This isn't for you. This isn't your world. It's too sophisticated for you, you little piece of fecal matter.
Jim Bowen.
Hey, Jim.
Good evening. Is this where you phone up to make an application to replace Gatford as the mod?
Well, sadly, his position has been filled by himself. Also, one of the prerequisites for being a mod is paying attention. And if you were doing that, you would have noticed.
When I started dialing, you hadn't put it.
That was a sick burn. That was a sick burn, Jim.
But I've got further evidence, because the other day when he arrived and said hello to everybody, I said, watch out, everyone. Gaffer's here to time you all out. And he timed me out for 5 seconds.
I saw that. That was outrageous.
Well, he doesn't like impudence.
He's power crazy.
Yeah.
They often are his type.
Okay. Well, if the vacancy's already filled, obviously I've got nothing to add.
How you doing, Jim? You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I seem to have done something to my knee in my sleep, but that's a mystery. Don't know why it's all swelled up last night. So I'm hobbling around, but other than that, I'm good.
Jim, you've introduced what is always a great phone-in, sleep injuries. Injuries sleep that sleep. Happen in your sleep. And the first time I did this, I was absolute, because I had a little doze in the hallway before the show. And when I woke up, I had a cut all the way there. And it was really deep and blood was coming out. And I'd done it in my sleep. No idea how I did it. So 0203 286 6370. How have you woken up? When have you woken up and found that you'd injured yourself in your sleep?
And that, my friends, is an actual topic.
It's a topic. Thank you, Jim.
No worry. Have a good one.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I worry that people are getting too... I'm not worried that people are getting pissed off, but I don't think turning off the chat is having the effect I would like it to have. So we're going to turn the chat on again. We're going to make it followers only mode for a bit. So click the follow button. That's all you've got to do. But just bear in mind, I know followers can chat if they've followed for 10 minutes. Let's go for not minutes. Let's go for that. Let's do that. Turn slow mode.
Let's see what happens.
Just bear it. And we can stop timing people out now, guys. Thank you. I think let's clear the chat. I like that. You can clear the chat. But just bear in mind, right? I don't know if this counts, but I woke up having a heart attack.
Mike, that is a story. Why aren't you ringing us?
Skype us, TLNA, or call 0203 286 6370. That is what we want.
Hold up. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just have a think, right? Occasionally the chat will add to it. Quite often, actually. But more often, I think the chat detracts from us. And it also distracts me. So instead of kind of... And it's good that there's a community. And I don't know. I don't want to sound too fascist in this. And I don't quite know what the right answer is. And people that aren't familiar with us but are familiar with Twitch will possibly say, but this is what Twitch is. But it doesn't mean it has to be what this Twitch is. It doesn't mean that we have to follow the constrictions, the constructs that have been created by Twitch on this show. We can do it differently.
Well, the thing is, there are a lot of you.
There
here.
We go. The chat is part of Twitch. It's like texting.
But it's
lazy by name.
But here's the thing. It's part of other people's Twitch. It doesn't need to be. We could use it differently. And there are a lot of you here. And some people aren't joining in because there's a lot of back and forth between, you know, if it ends up being like you're sort of texting a mate, that's not quite it, is it?
But also, lazy chat is part of Twitch. It's like texting. We don't have to accept, just because it's part of it and everyone else is doing it, we don't have to accept it. We're allowed to ask questions. We're allowed to kind of push boundaries and change things.
Streams need the chat. Right, here's the thing. If we're a streamer on our own with five people watching, it can be more of a to and fro. But us here with 500-600 people watching, do you see the difference?
But also streams don't need the chat. You think that because every stream you've been on has used the chat. But that doesn't mean that we have to. Streams don't need the chat. We don't. You don't. And also there are ways round it. If you're waking up with pins and needles, is not injuring yourself in your sleep. Jesus Christ. If there's someone that you really want to talk to, they do need it's free. I'm really sorry, Lazy. If you could put that into English, that would be great, man. That would be so great. They do need it's free. It's my mistake. I don't understand it. But if you want to chat with someone, you can whisper to them. There's a whisper function that you can do. And if whispering isn't working, well, then swap numbers or swap emails. There's so many other ways. Just streamers can control the conversation still, though. But you're ignoring. Just pick the best questions out. No.
Here we go. This
you're ignoring what we're saying.
This is Dave Harlow. If you turn chat off, then I reckon folks will find another off-Twitch method to interact.
Yeah.
Be our guests.
Exactly. Streamers can control the conversation. But it's not about controlling the conversation. It's very rarely It's free then calling you. Lazy, I'm really sorry. I don't.
It's freer than.
That's not what he's saying. It's free then calling you. You're going to have to try harder. Skype is free.
Mm.
Here we go. Let's take a call.
But also, it's not a passive thing. It's not like watching someone play a game or watching someone paint in their hot pants. We kind of like to talk to people.
Hello, Dave.
About painting their hot pants, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate your hot pants, obviously, Dave. It wasn't a burning.
I can see you calling in. I will call you straight back after this. And of course, what we're doing is it's like going on Twitter and saying I'm coming off Twitter and all social media because it's bad. Well, you're doing it on there, and we're now obviously engaging with this. Fancy ass host says streamer versus chat. This is a new and interesting idea. Yeah, isn't it? Well, isn't it? And that's great. That's great. How would you thank gifters if their whispers are off? Well, we would still see it and we could still thank them. So that point is invalid. No one has yet put up a valid reason of why we need the chat apart from, but everyone else does it.
Yeah.
That's not a good enough reason.
We've never done stuff because everyone else does it. In fact, that makes us want to not do it.
Hello, Dave. How may we be of assistance to thee?
Well, no, just saying, it is strange that when you say, oh, we've got a topic, and people start talking in the chat about their topic rather than picking the phone up, you know. Yeah. It's quite odd.
I am also aware that, Mike, I'm going to call you back. I am also aware, Dave, that we could be wrong on this, but we're allowed to ask the question and we're allowed to play around with it. If people are watching this going, oh, they're gonna stop doing the chat tonight, I'm off, and they go off, well, then that's great. And if the numbers don't go down massively, okay, well, then we'd have to take that on board and weigh up the pros and cons of that. If people don't fancy it tonight, that's absolutely fine. But the only excuse I've seen so far for having it is everyone else does it. That's what Twitch is. Well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough.
So things tend to fly by when it's going really fast. Things tend to fly by. So the idea that, oh yeah, you know, all these great ideas are flowing through. Well, no, they're not. They're getting sort of steamrolled by yes, no, yes, I agree.
And also, it has to be said, some people do dominate the chat.
Oh, it's very cliquey.
Very cliquey, and there's people that, and I'm not going to mention any names, and people will be going, he's talking about me. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But there are people that go into the chat to draw attention to them. Whether they do it consciously or subconsciously, they go in and they put stuff that will draw attention away from the show and will draw attention to them.
Mm.
And that's not helpful. And
no doubt,
I think that's disrespectful.
Helpful,
people are saying about the anxiety issues of calling in. Well, you don't have to call in.
Anxiety issues. You want to talk about anxiety issues?
This guy was going to jump in front of a goddamn train once, and he's called in. I get it. Right, Kerry says, I think it adds interaction for people who don't want to phone in. Social anxiety isn't kind. Well, what I noticed, Kerry, is two things, and I'm not having a go. It's the second time you've sent that message, so that's kind of... and I spotted it the first time, so I'm not having a go. But also... why do you need to interact? And I'm asking that as a question. I don't know. Why do you need, not you specifically, Keris, all of you, why do you need to interact? It's, if you were listening, and, you know, me and Catherine are old and we come from a radio background, okay? And I'll never forget when I went into work at LBC once and there was a new screen. And I said to my boss, what is this?
Mm.
He said, oh, this is great. People can now text into the show. And I was like, okay. And on that first day, phone call numbers just dropped down, okay? And then Twitter came along and the numbers dropped even more. And they kept dropping. You don't need to interact with the show. Point scoring, nice. Who's point scoring, Rob? I don't know what that means. And here's another thing.
Oh, the hit and run is the increase as well. That's what we get. And that's what I noticed when they put text on the radio as well. People who just want to have a jibe and run away. You can't have a proper conversation.
Yeah.
So you can throw a grenade and run away, but that doesn't really contribute, does it?
I don't know what point scoring means. Is that a dig at something I've said? Well, if it is, that comment, I don't get it from that comment. Is that a pop at somebody else that was in the chat? So, you know, you're now having to ask you to write an essay to explain your initial point. And where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that? By the way, I'm not saying this is the way it's going to be. I'm saying we're having this conversation and I'm really keen to play with it. And I'm really interested, yeah, really interested how angry some of you are getting.
Yeah, that's what I find really interesting. Just because we tried it.
I think it's fun to muck about with the medium, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Twitch isn't exactly that old. It's what can you do with it?
And how long did we do it? Was it even 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I remember on the old sort of, on the radio show, you used to do no callers for one night and then he burnt the station down.
Yeah.
We were the only show that got callers. So, yeah. But it's a thing.
That's the point you were making. Yeah.
And Rob hasn't clarified his point. So now I'm thinking, God, Rob's having a pop at me. But I don't know why. And maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. So I don't know. It allows us to share and interact to this cool community. And if people like me are scared on the phone, it's nice to have some sort of connectivity group. And I get that. And I get that. But you could go off and start a WhatsApp group or a Twitter. No, you could go and start a Facebook page. There's loads of different ways. And I don't. That tone is hard to judge through text, says Super Vapors.
Exactly. Isn't it though?
We won't be starting a Discord. I won't start a Discord. I don't like Discord.
Lazy Monster, you have forgot this is not the radio. No, we haven't. But what we haven't forgotten...
You forgot to put the N in Monster.
What we haven't forgotten is that we try new stuff and we're not just going to do it like everybody else. And I think most people, certainly people that have been following us for a while, right, get it.
And now Rob is saying, I'm not having a pop at all, which is great. But I don't know because of the chat. But no, you know, it's interesting. And what's interesting is how protective some of you are getting around the possibility of us not enjoying the chat as much as you do. And I think you should have a little think about why you're getting so upset about something that isn't important. About something that isn't important at all. The show is me. The show is Catherine. And the show, to a certain extent, is the calls that we get. We're not doing a Discord. Discord is not happening under our name. I'm enjoying this, Dave. I feel like I'm telling everyone off. I'm not telling everyone off. I'm just...
We're just suggesting maybe we try something different.
Just kicking ideas around. And it's interesting, isn't it? When you pick up the rug to give it a little beat and some dust comes off, how upset everyone gets.
I think it's a sign of the where we are at the moment. And maybe, you know what, 6 months of weirdness has made everyone just a little bit more protective of their connections. But we're in a world now where your boss can send you a message at midnight. And kind of the timer starts as to when you're going to respond, and you know you're going to get judged for it, right? How about just relinquishing a little bit of control?
And also, this is, as you always say, this is a show unlike any other. It's a phone-in show. It's not any other phone-in shows on Twitch. So the fact you're doing something different shouldn't be that much of a surprise.
Stu says, could you, as host, just ignore the chat but let it continue? Yes. Yes. We could do that. Anatomical Bomb says, Twitch describes itself as this. Twitch is where millions of people come together to chat, interact and make their own entertainment together. Okay, but...
That's not what Twitch have hired us to do.
It doesn't have to be that. And also, you can still do all of those things. You can chat, interact and make your own entertainment together without having the chat function. You can still do all of those things without having the chat function.
Just... For a moment, just feel what you're feeling now. If you're one of the people who is worried about maybe losing the chat function, and just ask yourself where that comes from. I'm not being preachy or anything like that, but just have a little
Make it what you want, but it's what people expect. We know what they expect.
Yeah.
We know what they expect.
Do you always get what you expect?
And it's good sometimes to surprise people.
What about...
Sorry.
I was going to say, what about if you get something other than what you expect? Is that still cool? It used to be called a surprise. It used to be quite fun.
This is DJ Risk says, this is very condescending.
Is it though?
Why do you find it condescending? Because it isn't meant to be. And I don't think many others are finding it that. I think the idea of explaining, if you find the idea of explaining our thought processes and explaining why we're disagreeing with the points made condescending, then I feel really sorry for you, because you, for some reason, are upset or scared by ideas being kicked around. Condescending? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I do find it interesting how personally some people are taking it.
Will it affect the viewer's experience beneficially? We don't know. That's why we're having the conversation. Because we don't know.
I think people enjoy the quiz night, and I don't think that's like any other night or any other, no. You know, that sort of ignores the chat for most of it and just, yeah. You know, has people phoning in. And the chat become a sort of audience to it. So, you know...
Have you ever injured yourself in your sleep, Dave?
Me? I was trying to think of that before I rang up. No, not that I can think of.
Thank you very much for your call. There we go. That's
he's one of the lucky ones.
Scottish Mike, and then we've got someone ending 076.
Oh, the Smiths. Haven't had face-to-face contact with anyone since March other than my wife and mum and dad. I'm sorry if by chatting you see it as wrong or upsetting you both.
No, not at all. I haven't said that at all. Hello, Mike.
I knew this was going to happen. Just heading back down to the toilet after having a pee.
Okay, would you...
So the story, eh? Well, I don't know if you remember, I phoned you in a couple of months ago and we were talking about health problems with my lungs. I was the guy that had the bad lung. I don't know, you probably don't remember. I'm not a memorable guy.
Okay.
But anyway, so, I had bad lungs. I had my heart attack. So this is probably not meant to be a funny story, but...
This is the person who said in the chat, I had a heart attack in my sleep, if that counts.
Oh, yes, bring it on. This is it, injuries in your sleep. Yes, please, a heart attack will do. Thank you for the subs, Turings.
So my wife works early in the morning. She's left. She's off to work.
Can I just stop you 1 second, Mike? Lazy mostly.
Yeah.
You're not a sub. You're not. The views are up when chat is on. We've never turned chat off, so you can't do that. I'm yay close to banning you. Sorry, Mike, away you go.
Right, aye. So it's early in the morning. My wife, she's already left for work, maybe 7:30 or so.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I feel the pain in my chest the first time. And then feel the pain, you kind of get a pain in the back of your arm as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets really intense. I'm like, oh God, I think I know what this is.
Uh-oh.
So collect my thoughts a minute. What am I going to do here? So, okay, I'm going to have to go to the hospital. It's that bad.
Wow.
And I think, right, okay, so I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to need to contact my wife, let her know what's going on. She's going to be worried. I know she's going to be worried, so, okay. What can I do? First thing, I'm not going to the hospital in this state. I'm just at my bed. I need a shower and a shave.
Okay.
You know, I've not had a shower and a shave. Got myself together, got dressed. And then the pain started coming back again. I thought, oh, come on, I have to sit a wee minute again. So I'm sitting there getting dressed and looking around the place, worrying about my wife coming home in a panic. Thinking, okay, what can I do to make this better? So I'll go off and I do some dishes, a bit dusting, some housework, as you do. I think, okay, right, pain's easing off again. I'll need to get a move, we'll get up to the hospital. So I get outside. I'll just sit down for a minute because there's no smoke in the hospitals anymore, is there? I'll just have a fag before I go. I sat on the fag, I thought, pain's getting really bad now. I better be waiting an ambulance. So I jumped in the car and I drove myself up to the hospital. Maybe about 2 miles, it's not a big journey. And got in there and then...
Yeah, but you could have had you could have had the full Russell on the way there driving.
Well, I think I would have been able to put the brake on before that ended. But he thought, I got there and you know what, there wasn't a parking space. accident, isn't he? So it's Force Valley Royal. I had to park at the other end of the hospital and walk the whole length of the hospital. It's a woman half a mile. Made it. And I got to the woman. I was like, I don't really be all dramatic and things, but, you know, I've got a bit of pain in my chest and in the back of my arms. She's okay. Just sit there where I can see you. And within 2 minutes, it's somebody come out and shouts my name, and you feel kind of guilty because there's like 8 or 9 people sitting there with their legs up in the air and things in their arms. We kids that have hurt, and you get pulled right in front of them all. But then they put me on the angiogram thing and done some tests on my heart, and sure enough, I suffered a heart attack. So I got about a month full of morphine poured into me.
Beautiful.
Put into the back of an ambulance and off to Edinburgh for some surgery, which was also quite cool because you got to stay awake. I got to watch on the monitor when they put a wire.
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't like that.
A wire in your wrist, and they push it away up the vein until it gets to where the blockage is in your heart.
I don't want to be awake for that stuff.
Oh, do you know what? I did. So while he's doing that, he's got the wire way up in there, you know?
Yeah.
And I just reached up and I scratched my eyebrow, and the surgeon's like, no, don't move. I said, what's wrong? He said, if you move while I've got this wire in your arty and I rip it, it's game over. I was like, okay. So then I had to keep on shouting on the nurse to come and, like, scratch my eyebrow for me.
Shitting on the nurse. No, shouting the nurse.
Shouting the nurse. Shitting on the nurse.
God, if you can't scratch your eyebrow, you can't do that to the nurse.
Shit on the nurse. Mike, I have to ask you a question.
No, I didn't say that.
Did you die?
Well, you know, that's the good thing. I reckon I'm still here, so I'm a happy guy.
Mike, I cut off! Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. We're glad you're still with us. 0203-286-6370.
I mean, when I was in labour, I kind of went round and, like, stalled and did all that stuff, but I was only going to have a baby, not a heart attack.
Well, everyone... Well, hang on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, this is Ian and Catherine. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Tom.
Hello, Tom. How can we help you?
Well, I don't really need any help. I was just basically calling up to say hello.
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 I'm guessing there was a little bit more to it than that when you dialed the number.
Well, you're talking about dreams and stuff, aren't you? No. Not dreams, sleep and hurting yourself in your
injuries
sleep.
Injuries in your sleep.
Injuries. Well, I've got sleep apnea, I believe, so...
Now, is that when you stop breathing?
That is when you stop breathing, yeah.
Wow. How many times a night do you stop breathing?
Well, I'd probably wake up about seven times a night.
And you've woken up because you're not breathing, and so your brain or your body or something is going, you need to wake up and breathe?
Basically, yeah.
Wow. Flipping heck, man. Do you have one of those masks?
No, I should probably get one, shouldn't I?
Maybe. I think, you know, if it was 3 times a night, you'd probably do without, but 7?
And how do you know it's that? How do you know it's that? Because I get up three or four times
a night.
That's
for a wee,
though, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. So how do you know it's sleep apnea?
Well, basically people have, you know, ex-girlfriends and stuff.
Partners,
said that I make some horrific noises when I'm asleep, you see, and they get quite worried about me. Sometimes I can go for a couple of minutes without making it, and then all of a sudden you gasp for air, you see.
Oh, mate.
I think a lot of it comes down to, you've had a bit of a problem with sort of addiction yourself, haven't you?
Yeah. Are you suggesting that you might have created some form of nasal damage?
Well, not just that, but there's also, you know, you when you drink alcohol, you tend to sort of relax into a, you know, you sort of pass out, and then all of a sudden, I think it's to do with your throat becomes relaxed and whatnot, and it's sort of difficult on you.
Well, if you drink, you snore more, which is, which if I got this right, is kind of like the sort of, the start of sleep apnea is snoring as cavities are getting narrower and narrower. And, of course, the real thing is everything just kind of shuts down.
Basically, yes.
Holy shit. Have you ever, Tom, died?
Not yet. But I've also had some pretty crazy dreams, I believe, because of it. I think, you know, drinking a lot of alcohol, as far as I'm aware, can... it can play havoc with your dreams. You know, you don't get a very deep sleep, so you're in sort of a I forgot what state it is when you're not really sleeping to in a deep sleep. But I've woke up sort of I don't know if you've ever done this, but I've woke up sort of punching the wall. Stuff like
that. Wow. No, I used to sleepwalk when I was younger, when I was sort of about 10, no, about 12 to 16. I would sleepwalk, okay. And some of it I remember and some of it I don't. I used to walk around my bedroom banging on the walls a lot, apparently.
I used to sleepwalk, and apparently I can speak German in my sleep.
Okay.
Wow.
And I don't really speak German.
Tom, stay safe. Thank you for that. Drew says, I smoke weed. I haven't had a dream in 20 years. Lol. Well, first of all, smoking weed is really boring. Secondly, when I smoke weed, I still had dreams. Thirdly, oh, Jesus, grow up. I tell you, I travelled through time the other day. When I was a kid, my mum... So do you call in? We don't need to because we're here. But yes, you call in. When I was a kid, my mum would sing Mein Hat, Er Hat, Dry Ecken, Hat, Mein Hat, or something like that.
It's got three what?
Three corners.
Uh-huh.
My three corners is my hat. And for some reason, it was just like a thing, and she would sing it to us as a kid, and we're like, oh, that's weird. And I was just getting ready for bed the other night. I heard the boys in the other room. Mein Hat, Er Hat, Dry Ecken. Time travel. 40 years later, they're singing the same stupid German song about a hat having three corners. It was nuts. It was beautiful. And it was a real kind of connection across the generations. It was lovely, but it was weird.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.